Rafi can't come tonight, so he has.
Yeah.
Okay. Page 9. Mamarim Rava. Umevad zois yesh chashivas. It's very important. Elyona. Very chashivas. High profile. Le'etzem ha'inyan higala tefillah bizman. You must get to shul on time. Reishis. The first reason is. Says there mare al chashivas v'kovay. The chashivas you have for the davening. Get them on time. It's choshev to you. You'll be there at the beginning. You'll be at the time. Shehu mechabe des Hashem. You mechabe l'kodesh baruch hu. But not the opposite. I mean, not to get there at the end of davening or you turn up late. And the success of your prayer will very much depend on if a person is mechabed the tefillah. Again, the kabbalas hatfila tuluya halbe the midas hakovet. How much kovet a person gives to the davening? You mechabe the tefila, so the tefila will have a chashimas to it. The yodua mashaoma agon rebitzel belzina. Rebitzel Blazer said.
That's my great grandfather. My great great grandfather.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Blazer.
Yeah. Good company.
That's a brother.
Wow. Your great grandfather.
My great great grandfather. Yeah.
So wow. That's what.
That's my grandfather's grandfather. That's my grandfather named Yitzhak also after him.
Hmm.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
That's the group.
It's
stand up and bow.
He was in Lithuania, and he went to.
How is he mishpacha? He
might. My grand.
He married a second time, you think?
Second time, right. His second wife was my great great grandmother. I mean, the two of them were my great great grandparents.
Through your father?
Through my mother.
Through your mother?
Yeah. It goes mother, father.
Nice.
Al pi mashenema by David HaMelech. Rabbi Yitzchak said as follows. Vaychasu bibgodim b'lo yecham loy. When David got old, so the clothes which he was given, which they covered him, didn't warm him up. Why didn't the clothes warm him up? Remember inside the cave, when Shaul came into the cave, and David was behind the spider's web, if you remember, and he cut off the end of his clothes, just to show that he was there. A person who was a Bilamaisi, he did it out of tremendous, he didn't want to touch him. Meshuach Hashem, he didn't want to touch the Meshuach Hashem, but nevertheless, he cut off from his beged. And he was Mevazeh Begodim, Soif Einonena Mehen. Since he was Mevazeh Begodim, therefore the clothing never warmed him up. Vezeh Klal B'chol Dovah. It's a very powerful point here. So it is with everything. Shela'achash Zilzel Be'ezeh Dovah. If you're Mezalzel something, and it's not important to you, Shuv Eino Lahafik Mimena To'eles. It's very hard to get a benefit from it. The Mevazeh something in everything. It's a very important principle. If you're mavaza something, you don't get hanor from it. You don't get toeres from it. And even in things which are spirit, davening, in mavaza tefillah, sofer she'ena ne'ene mimena. The person is mavaza tefillah, you're not ne'ene, because you're mezalzel. You don't feel the chashivas of it. Ki lo tiskabe bakosho sarif ne'a kodesh baruch hu. Your tefillah won't be accepted. The chashivas, no? So, if you're there on Shabbos, I don't know if you're in the Shir on Shabbos, we spoke about the Maimah of Mordechai Gifter, Zichotan Livracha. He spoke about why is it that Shir Hashirim is written in the Moshul of a Chosan and Kala? Why a Chosan and Kala? Why did he choose that Moshul? So Rabbi Gifter writes that the everything which we do in life is always totally on Gashmias and Ruchnias. Ruchnias has to overpower Gashmias. Everything has, you can't reach anywhere without Gashmias. For example, he gives an example. When Yitzhak wanted to give a bracha to Esav, Havili Matamim, bring me food. Why did he have to have the food, first of all? Because the whole idea was that Ruchnis should be Mashpia on the Gashmias. Everything has that power. That's the way we're not made just ethereal like Malachim. You have to have something which is physical, which will then get the Hashivas through the Ruchnis. That's Kiddush on Shabbos or Sudas on Shabbos as well. He brought down also the Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara brings down that Rebbe Eloza said that Atzeres Nami Bochem. Atzeres also you need to eat a beautiful Suda. Why? Because it's Lachem, there's Chatzil Lachem, the Chatzil Hashem. Meaning you need both together. The Gemara brings down a Maisa of Rebbe Yosef. Rebbe Yosef said on Shavuos, give me the best of the meat, Egla Tulta. Why? Because it's the Chashivas of the Yontif. So he goes on to say as follows, so it is in life. In order to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have first of all had a closeness with a wife. That connection you have with a wife will then lead you, it's a launch into Avas Hashem. And that's why the Moshe is brought there, that, because he's talking about Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, you need to feel Echad with your wife, and because of that, you'll then grow towards Echad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where the Dvekus come. It's an incredible point. Beautiful Maimah, he said. The launch is with your wife. If you feel the harmony, and you feel the Achdus, and the, not like a loving twosome, that's John and Mary, but a holy threesome, when you have Ish v'isha v'shchila b'neihem, you don't grow like this, you grow like that, with a Kodesh Baruch. When you have the Kedusha between a husband and wife, that leads you onto Kedusha Hashem and Ava Hashem. And that's a beautiful point. So I was thinking on that point as also, if you have covered for your wife, then you reach covered for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That covered will lead you on to other points as well. It's a beautiful point about gift of anxiety. It leads you to Avas Hashem. The Avas of an Isha, that covered which you have for your wife, will lead you on to that. But the same thing as well by Kibbut Avoreim. Kibbut Avoreim is the same thing. The covered you have for parents, Hukash Gevoidam, Lichvoidam Mokim, Kabes Avicha Vesimecha, Kabes Hashem Mehoincha, Ish Avi Vimoy Tiro, Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro. The Yira and the covered you have for parents leads you on to that. That covered leads you on to the covered of Shamayim as well. So covered is everything. Once you have the covered, then it brings on to higher matters. So here by Tefillah as well, Kamelvan. Tefillah is also the same thing. Children as well, chinuch bonim, same thing as well. Covered for a child, you have a night. If you give covered to a child, then you enjoy the child. No? The more you give covered, the more you respect him, so your relationship grows by that. In many different areas. The more covered you show, the more you enjoy it more. So he's saying, what's about your tefillah as well? The covered you show for the prayer, by getting there on time, will lead you to have covered for tefillah, and that will lead you to your tefillah to be miskal. It's a beautiful point he's saying. Let's do that again. Once a person is zalzel in something, you won't get a benefit from it, because you don't feel the chashivas of it. You don't enjoy it. But afilu binyanim muchnim could go in tefillah. In the vazeh sat tefillah, sofer she'ena ne'ena mimen. You won't enjoy it. Ki lo tiskav, your tefillah won't be accepted because you have no kavod, no chashivas for the tefillah. The yodua ha'uvda in bilga. This is the end of the Gemara in Sukkah. She'al yedei shebarta b'san. If you know the Gemara at the end of Sukkah, bilga was was one of the mishmarim in the Beis Hamikdash. And they always turned up late for their mishmar. Let's have a look at the mine in Sukkah. Let me just bring it out. Let's just finish off what he says here a second. Sha'adi Deshabata Bisandala. Bilga, I think it was Miriam, Bas Bilga. Miriam was from there. She kicked the Mizbeach.
Gilsa, she went off the dinner.
She married one of the Greeks, no?
Lucas,
oh. Right. Lucas. Let's have a look at the Gemara. And she was Mavaza. So we can ask the question, why? What was wrong with them? What was wrong with the watch? Why should the whole watch be? Right. Let's have a look at the Gemara.
They couldn't use the hooks and everything.
And the north.
Yeah,
in the north. They could always...
Disgrace.
The Kohanim always were given... The Lechem Haponim in the north, which was a covered. North was more important than the south. I think something like that. So let me see. The very last one.
The same idea also. Yeah. To be space something.
Tonu Rabban, Hanichnasim Cholkim Betzofim. Those Kohanim who came in the new watch on Friday, on Shabbos, received the Lechem Haponim in the north. Gedeshi Yu, so that the people who leave will receive it on the south. When you finished, because south is less important than the north. Bilga la'olam chalikas, but Bilga always was mechalik in the south, to be mevaza the mishma. There was a mishma called Bilga, and Bilga always took it from the south. Maisa ben Miriam bas Bilga. Miriam bas Bilga, shehimir dato. She became a mumma. V'holcha v'nisayis v'saudia. She went and married a Greek. Mimalchi Yavonim, one of the Malchi Yavonim, because she nichnasu Yavonim lahechol ha'isam mavetes besandala. She kicked the mizbeach. But Omar Lucas is a fox. No, I think a wolf.
Lucas is a fox. Is a wolf.
A wolf. Lucas. So she called the mizbeach.
Lucas with a P is a wolf.
So this is Lucas. Yeah. Lucas. It's the same thing. So Lucas means she called the mizbeach a fox. Why? Because. Because the mitzvah keeps on taking everything, it grabs food, but never gives anything back. So she was saying, because the mitzvah took all the korbanos of Klal Yisrael, so therefore, it was taking away. I think it was also because the Mizbech was in Binyamin, that's why she said Lucas, also because Binyamin was the Eiv Nitrov, also for that reason as well. Why are you taking all the money of Klal Yisrael? And you don't support them, you're not giving them any money. The Mizbech is taking all your money and not paying you back. And that's one of the reasons why it's called a Mizbech, no? It's a Mizbech from Lashon Zon, to feed as well. It's amazing, amazing. It feeds you. The more kavanas you give, so the more it provides you with. So Chazal gave a punishment to Bilga, to the watch, that the ring for the Shechita would be closed. The Sotmos Chalona, and they close the window there. The reason why is because they always came late.
They couldn't get the keys or something to
they couldn't shecht there. They had to shecht in someone else's, I think. They didn't have a ring there. Why? Because they always turned up late on the Friday. Mm-hmm. So the previous watch, Benichnas Yeshvav. Yeshvav was the watch before then. So Yeshvav was the watch before Milga. And Yeshvav always received when they went out on the north as well. Because Bilga always came late, Bilga always got in the south, and Yeshvav, even though they left, they got in the north as well. Either were the neighbors for that. So the reason was because they came late. There was no kavod. They didn't show kavod. They never turned up on time. So that's not kavod. So that for that reason, that was the reason why. That's the second reason why. First was because of Miriam. So the Gemara asked Akasha, it was only Miriam, wasn't the whole Shevet. No, but the whole family was behind it. The whole of Shevet, the whole Mishma was behind her when she did that. And therefore, the whole it wasn't just her who went off. It was the whole Mishma was pogum, was damaged. And they didn't show covered, not showing covered to the base. I think that's something that wrote. That's what he says. It shows the user before him. Let's turn over. Also beautiful. I'm not really sure what this means, Rabbi, so maybe you can help me out. It was also, it shows, if you come late for shul, it shows a lack of emunah. You don't sense the emunah chushis. Shim metzias Hashem hu dovah chushi etzlo. If the metzias of HaKadosh Baruch is so real for you, and you sense it, lo yeh masuga lehafir lefonah, you'll never be able to come late. Really?
Yeah.
What does that mean? A person who's a ma'amin never turns up late for davening. Can you explain that?
Because if you have like an appointment with the king, you wouldn't show up late. So if you really believe that you're meeting the king right now, then you wouldn't come late.
But if you really believed it, you would be there on time.
Yeah.
So it's a lack of emunah.
You don't sense it. The boys have a teal the next day from yeshiva, and they have a teal. You'll see they'll get up the nates and they'll go to the teal. So you see.
Emunah chushes in the teal.
Yes.
You know how important it is. You'll be there. You'll be there on time. It's not emunah chushes. That's what it means. You don't feel the relationship when you're talking to our Kodesh Baruch when you come to davening. So you really felt it. That's what Roberta said. Then the person is always turns up on time. The kama gedola zchusa im hume asar rishon. How great is the zchus if you're first in the first 10 to come up for davening? Shenoyter zchah keneged kulam. You take the zchah of everybody. It's gemara in brachas. The dava nifla biyoyse tzien mevikiva eger. I find this one a little bit hard, but I tried to look it up. I couldn't find it in the Ginnin Hashas in brachas dafyud. I couldn't find it. The divrei hazohar kodesh. The gabe tfilas Avraham Avinu al stoyim. Avraham Avinu davened for anshei stoyim. She roimeis al nishmas hatzadik. Hamischanenes umelamedes zchus al roshoyim. When Avraham Avinu davened for anshei stoyim, it shows his tremendous kindness and understanding and chanun for the people of Roshoyim. Ulai nisasku b'chamishim parasav shotoyim. Maybe they understood. I don't know what he means. The 50 parashas of Torah.
It's 50 tzaddikim.
Nisasku b'chamishim parashas shotoyim. What does it mean, chamishim
parashas? It's a parashas. Probably count the parashas. I mean, you might get to 50. I'm not sure. But the parsha is the actual. But
maybe there were 50 who were misasik in the Torah. Ulai nisasku b'chamishim parashas shel Torah.
Maybe that's what meaning. I guess that's how the Zohar explains the chamishim tzaddikim.
But and they were the 50 who. I'm not sure how it's connected to stone. Anshei stone.
No, he was asking a source. He was asking for their source. Maybe there are 50 people.
Maybe there are 50 people.
Not 50, but maybe it's not 50 people.
There are some people who
are involved
with all 50 parshas.
What do you mean 50 parashas? The Anshei Sodom were there?
Yeah, they were learning Torah, I don't know.
Yeah, that was the Pshak of Avraham Avinu when he said 50.
That's what
he's saying. I don't understand it. Maybe there were 50 people who were learning Torah.
Yeah.
50 people. Yeah.
50 people learning the 50 parshas.
Yes, 50 people learning the 50 parshas.
Or else one person or a few people learning.
I couldn't find it in the Rebbe Kiva. I couldn't find it. Shema kiblu einsham bebeis nishenema bem abem, and maybe they received their punishment for that. I don't know what the Zohar means. V'achrei shekol zeh lo nimsa bem, there weren't 50. The last limud zchus Avraham Avinu was ulay motzin shamas. Maybe there were 10. Who were the 10? Klama ulay hayu me'osam asar harishonim shabeis haknesses shnayt esrach kadei kulam. Maybe they're the 10 who get the sraf. Everybody really in stone? Maybe.
Gosh.
Well, 10 is. I'm not sure what he means here. I couldn't find it. The Yoma Lo Ashris Babur Asa, I will not destroy because of the 10 people in stone. Koloma Hoya Dai Bischus Zunitzol. They would be you would save stone if you'd have 10 people who come to Shul early on time. Chazina Kamagoda Schusan Shall Asari. See how important it is, 10 people, the first 10 people who come to Shul. Gihim Heviu Hashwasa Shrila Loisamok, and you bring the Shrina there. Unbelievable schus. You're there first. They're the people, they're the ones who bring the Shrina in there. Once you have 10, then the Shrina comes there. So you have the schus to bring in the Shrina in there. I want to try and get to shul early. Yeah. My father, Olav Shalom, was always, I think, one of the Asar Rishonim. Olav Shalom. Try and get there early to shul, not to get late. Yeah. In the Asar Rishonim. Not so easy with the Nates Minion, no? Come early, come much earlier. No? So do as you can. Makes a difference. The whole tefillah is different if you get there early, though. You have time to think, you have time to concentrate on what you're saying, rather than coming in and out at the last minute. The Navi Gam Ksas Devam Shenemu B'Chazal Ama Achim Lava. What about those people who come late? Gemar in Bachus. V'Shar Shakadosh Baruch Hu Ba Bebeis Haknesses. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes. V'Lo Motza Ba Asora. Time for davening, and there aren't 10 people. Miyad Hu Koyes. No,
he's cross.
Shenema. He anger. He's angry. Madu Abasi Ve'Einish. I came here, and there's no one here. Korosi Ve'Ein Oiner. No one is coming here. I'm waiting to daven, and there's not a minion here. I'm supposed to daven at 7 o'clock, and there's not a minion here. What happened here? So he's koyes on them. Shamati Mabchaim Kenevsky. He said it's going on Trilas Psukei Dezimra. It means when the time. When does it start? Davening starts from Psukei Dezimra, not from Bochus, evidently. From Psukei Dezimra, if there aren't, isn't a minion there by Psukei Dezimra? I once went to Tells, the Tells Yeshiva in Chicago, I remember there, and I got there quite early. Before brachas began, the yeshiva was full. All the rabbonim were there, all the bachurim were there. The place was full by brachas in the morning. I was amazed at it.
Wow.
Rav Keller, the yeshiva in Tells in Chicago. I got there early. I got there about 20 minutes before davening. Someone took me there early where I was staying. My brothers was took me there. I got there by davening, the place was full. All the rabbis, all the yeshiva was there. I was amazed at it. Never seen, for example. Full by them, before davening starts in the morning. Regular morning. Incredible. Tells in Cleveland, Rav Keller. I think Rav Levine is there. Was it Rav Levine is there? I was astonished to see such a thing. Okay. Shamati B'Shem, we first have Sukkot Izimba. The Oid Ba'ochas Yosha, that's the Reb Chaim Sefer. Shahibi B'Shem Sefer Chasidim. Shehama'acha B'Rotzon, someone who purposely comes late to Shul. V'chein Ha'yotze B'Emzor, someone who personally leaves in the middle of davening. He doesn't wait till the end of davening. La'osilova Yigal Shuhum B'Beis HaMikdosh B'Emza HaTfilah. They will throw him out of the Beis HaMikdosh B'Emza B'Sofa. Never. Here's such a thing. Person comes late.
And doesn't stay till the end.
What does the end mean? Till the end of the last Kaddish?
Yeah.
I don't know. What does the end mean?
Aleinu?
Aleinu with Shushan? I don't know.
Zemiros?
No.
What's
the end? What's the end?
Aleinu.
Sometimes you have to take your tefillin off early a bit. You're happy to go somewhere, I think. Where does it end? He brings a mice here. The oid shamba sefer mice is a kena achas. I've had a certain old woman, shahayasa magdemus litvil. She used to come early to shul. The hayaba maisim tovim. She had maisim tovim. The Chaim Kenevsky brings it down. Hulacha moisa bo b'chalom litovim. And after she died, she came in a dream to people who knew her well. Omula ma es ba'isabai. What's with you in Olam Ha'emes? What are they doing with you? Omulahem Makin oisi v'dinim gudainim. They give me tremendous dinim. They're hitting me. The kasher sha'al tzadikim tzidkonius v'simcha. When there's simcha in shamayim by tzadikim, v'gashin oisi, they send me out, mibneihim. I'm not allowed to sit in their company. But Omer kasher ha'yusi v'chayim ha'yusi yotzeis mibbeis ha'knesses v'seidah kudusha v'lo ha'yusi mamtenes ad sho'y yotzeis mibbeis ha'knesses. I went out before kudusha the sidma. Is it Ovol Etzion? I think it means Ovol Etzion. I went out before Ovol Etzion, and for that they punished me. Kedusha Desidra, not to leave early, to come early, and to stay to the end. I don't, if it means, I think it means after Aleinu, no? I don't know. Where's the end? The end is Mamsh till the very end, last Kaddish. Sometimes you have to leave early. I think from this I understand it means Kaddish Ovol Etzion, unto Aleinu. Someone who always comes late to shul, is called a posher va'otzel. They'll call him out lasid lavoi if he continually comes late. Person will be called forward for his actions. And how great is a busha? Heavy stuff here today, by the way.
Yeah,
no, come early to shul and don't leave early. Don't leave early. Stay till the end of davening. Okay, yeah. Let's go on. Are you with me? Let's carry on.
If you daven on the train, you always come early. You always leave.
If what?
I was saying that if you daven on the train, like there's a mini on the train,
then you're there.
Then I daven on every so that you never come late and you never leave early.
Can't get off. They got this tiny, what is it, like this the Sefer Torah?
Yeah, very cute little Sefer Torah.
Yeah, amazing. I've seen it once.
Okay.
Look at this next bit, Rabbi. So this is a very hard bit here. This is Rabbi Chaim Velozhin here. Alachas kama v'kama. Im misfalerim la'achas man tefillah. If you daven after the time of tefillah, you daven late. Mm-hmm. She'afa pi she'ef she'alispala b'ochas kirishma. You could say b'ochas kirishma at soves man tefillah. Kidinam kamot tefillah. Lemaisa, you could say it after this man of tefillah. Until kidinam kamot is like tefillah. Omnam la'acha mikein ledaso shulchanah kemat kala poiskim. Im lo haya onus, unless it was really an accident. Hifsid brochas. If you daven late, unless it was really an oines, then you're mafsid the brochas. Look at the bottom of the footnote. V'ak im haya onus yesh lahakel shelo lahafsid the brochas. If it really was an accident, the seder. Aval oinsim kemat lo shchiche. You can't claim oinsim aren't that often. Before lemisha hochiach habos yayim, mikama gemar shirak b'pam mishona nikwa. First time is an oines. Although mikama le'elech nefshek
poshe. Make a habit of it is something else.
Habitual oines. This doesn't happen. Habitual oines.
Oh, it's that late again. Yeah, it's that late.
It's not so late. What's that? Zman tefillah is about. What is it? 10:30 now. Zman tefillah is what? 10:35. It's a man tefillah. Later than that, yes. Look at the next bit though. He has a whole shtickle here on this. Let's go on here. Chay Masik Mishnah Bur. She imbirech birchas kvirshma laachas man tefillah havi birchas brachas lavatola. V'tzorech lispalel beli brachas kvirshma. If you're after this man of tefillah, v'oy lemisha oisa came bekvirs. Oy vei to a person who does it regularly. Oy vei to someone who does it purposely. No? Where are we?
V'oy
lemisha oisa v'gam hashmona esrei afa pi shemispala gam achakach hifsid tzchar tefillah bizmana achwe b'boruch shezeh maybe sheva al soneihem. It brings like a sheva on Klal Yisrael. It's a disgrace on Klal Yisrael. This is a famous passage at the end of Shaar Beis in Nefesh HaChaim. The ein chiluk bein mi she'ena makpid al zmani tefillah. What about people who are not makpid about times of tefillah? Lebein mi she'toker shofar b'leil v'yishtreilav shal Pesach. It's similar to a person who blows shofar on the first night of Pesach. Or it's kazayis matzah on Rosh Hashanah. Or when he fasts on Erev Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur he takes the lulav. It's a famous passage here. He's talking about, unfortunately,
how can you do things like that?
You know why? Because their most important thing is the preparation, their kavanas. They spend a lot of time preparing to daven. Uh-huh. The kavanas are more important than the actual demand of tefillin. Let me read out to you. Let me read out to you in Hebrew. This is the Emperik Dalet in Nefesh HaChaim, after Shabbos. Hizor ben avshacha mo'od, she'al yasiacha yitzcho leima. Don't confuse yourself. If you think the most important thing is to have a clear mind, in other words, you prepare yourself. The hacholas for that, going to the mikvah, so all the things which you have to do before davening. The most important thing is your devekus, and the most important thing by you is a preparation. Preparation, in other words, all the things which people do before davening. It's all a shame shamayim, no? I'm preparing myself to davening. You think the most important thing is devekus, and nothing more. I zmanim tefillah, not so important, but the preparation is the most important thing. The kolzman she'ein leib ha'odam molei la'asoysen bekabbalah kudusha bedvekus etah makshava ein anachshavas the mitzvah. You think it's not really a mitzvah. If you don't have all the right kavanas, you didn't do the mitzvah properly. Zelo nachon. Kasher kvar loyma ha'melech zokein haksil l'samoy senayim. People think, and foolishly, l'havi rayas mimika mishnah b'talmud u'medroshim, they bring rachmona libavoy. Rachmona libavoy. So the most important thing is kavanah. I've been, what about zman of tefillah? That's not important, if that's what you think. V'kohen rabbi is imay chavilas v'uyas. Many times people think, I must prepare myself with my kavana. Omnom in tiske lahavchin ve'enei seichel apiatoyer. If you look carefully, tovin v'timsa shezer kol inyono laharus la'odam tilofa v'simoni tara. I think you think you're dealing with tara. Shedarka kodesh v'raglav yodas moves vachmonetzim. But you're in the one camp altogether. You think the most important thing. It's not the most important thing. The most thing is the ma'isa mitzvah. He's talking about the people who spend all their time preparing to put davin. Ve'ato reiduachav v'chacham v'zeh. Eich shehu chacham lahara be'ayin tova. You think you're being a chacham with an ayin tova, but you're really doing the wrong thing. You think without dveikus, it's nothing at all. Tzorech ato lahachin leiv. If you don't have the right tavana machshava tayo shebetahoros, you must have the right kavana. And I'm spending so much time saying tini before davening and all the other things which you have to do. And the zman of tefillah goes, and you lost the zman. You think to as follows: so long as if the mitzvah is done with great kavana and tahara, and it's not in the right time, you daven, for example, mincha too late, or you daven shachris too late, it's much better than someone does a mitzvah without kavana. You think. It's a major mistake. You don't think the times are so important. The times are crucial to the mitzvah. Then he goes on to say at the end, it's not the most important thing is there's a man of tefillah. And if you don't have that kavana, the say don't have the vice kavana. So he explains as follows. You think that anything which isn't done in the right kavana is pigul. At least you did it with kedusha and tara, you think. If you don't have the right kavana, you think that's the most important thing. But the zman is the most important thing. You blow the shofar with great kavana on the first night of Pesach. Or b'mokam in case of mitzvah, instead of eating your kazayis matzah. Or you eat a kazayis matzah on Moshe Hashanah, the first night of Moshe Hashanah. It's not the mitzvah. Or misana, and you fast on Erev Yom Kippur. Or Yom HaKippurim, and take the lulav on Yom Kippur. It's all mixed up. It's all confused. The important thing is the ma'aseh mitzvah. And that's what he's saying. To come on time, do the mitzvah properly. Let's finish off. V'chein li'in in kriya shema, afilo im koyo koydem zayv zmano, ach koyo b'li tefillin. Another point as well. See, people come late to davening, so therefore they say shema without tefillin. He wants to daven very late, so by the time he comes to daven, he's saying shema without tefillin on. It's an aveir on the other side. Kol akor kriyshma b'loy tefillin harei kilu made edus sheker batzma. The ma'aseh you're saying shema, but ukshatam lo yisal yodecha. You have to have tefillin on you. Ukshatam lo yisal yodecha, but who ain't no kosher tefillin on yodeh. Umare alatzma she'ain motzah l'kayim motzah. You're not being mekayim motzah in Hashem. Vayin shema b'enu yonah shegam ha'kriyshma ain't no b'shlemus. It's not the proper kriyshma. Ko'ela b'loy mincha. It's not the right thing. But misha yafsid kriyshma atchen yaf tefillin tzoch likos b'li tefillin. G'day shelo yafsid mitzvah d'oraisa. Yesh Adoni, Yesh yesh isa b'zeh. You're saying Kriya Shema, but there's an isa because you didn't have tefillin on. Or maybe my reason should be oibes my Kriya Shema chayv skila mishamayim oibay. So the ma'isa, you're being over on Kriya Shema, but the ma'isa is at the bay with it. You didn't have tefillin on. Well, the same davar zeh im loshen hapele yoyetz. Look at this pele yoyetz. Out of in our generation, which we really don't have anything at all. Our main Yiddishkeit nowadays is three tefillahs which we have. We don't learn Torah, our mitzvahs aren't that important. But at least davening, what would be Rabbi say if our tefillah isn't right? At least the tefillah should be right. Ma'onu mechayenu v'tzadiku Hashem ki nachnu p'sha'enu marinu v'akenu anushanu kama me'ashem. That's why we're in Golus for so many years. Because the mitzvahs aren't done correctly. Come and daven in time. At least the tefillah should be properly. The chashivas for tefillah, and that's what he said, the cover of the tefillah, to come on time and to be there on time. Also to be clean as well. It helps your body, said, to be physically, if you're in the right position as well. Ein halev halev nimshachapu. If you feel clean and you feel dressed and right to come and daven, then your tefillah is mekubalos. It helps a tremendous amount. The cover for the tefillah is very important. That's the point. We'll stop here, Rabbi, I don't want to keep you too long. Okay. We won't meet again now until after Yom Tov.
Oh.
Next week I can't make it.